I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Leva, here. Jewell?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Valentine?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
First up, we have our correspondents.
A motion to receive and file the correspondence.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Grab a fire department.
Oh, yes.
I'll abstain from that.
Second.
Okay. Torres, second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Okay. We have the minutes of the December 6th regular meeting and executive session.
Okay, second.
Okay, any discussion on either of those?
That's a typo on the first page. Motion made by.
I thought.
Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All abstain. Any other abstentions?
I'll abstain as well.
And John, I guess you'll abstain. You weren't here? Oh. Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Make a motion to close the audience.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have no ordinances this evening, so we have our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the reports as presented. Second.
Any discussion on any of the reports?
Yeah, me. On the first report, the revenue summary by month, would it be possible to get a year-to-date column added to that?
You can't add it to this column. This is the one that's generated right from Edmonds. The year-to-date reports, however, are placed on the website every month, so you'd be able to get a year-to-date from that if you want. But this is a report generated right from Edmonds. I can't add another column.
You can't do like an ad hoc report? Make our own?
Well, the year-to-date reports that I do run, you get the same information as what's placed on the website. You want a different report than what's placed on the website?
I almost prefer the old report better because we had the current month and we had the year-to-date and you could look right over.
Again, you can't do it with Edmonds. I can run a separate report, but it'd be the same report that we're placing on the website.
I believe it was you that requested it this way. Mm-hmm. Don't you miss having the year-to-date column?
Not really.
Okay. The tax collector report, what's the tax collection down? How's that going to impact the 2012 budget?
If you hold that comment till item number one in new business, I'll be discussing
it. Yeah, that's a lot of money we didn't get.
Yeah. I'll be discussing that from the budget update.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. Code Book Committee.
Okay, it's me again. Christine verified that we're going to receive the updated code book from what we did last year. Nothing to do with the Code Book Committee by the end of January. So we'll resume meeting in early February. In 2012, our plans are to do an editorial analysis, and that's in the 2012 budget where the professionals, you know, the general code book people, they'll analyze our current, like, format and the way it's set up and also be taking a look at what we're taking a look at. And we're going to review our completion, and then we're going to make our recommendations to council with some, I know we're going to have some new ordinances in 2012. And then hopefully then in 2013, we'll have in the budget the whole complete recodification, and we'll do one lump sum of all of the changes that council agrees with us, you know, if, you know, those that need to be repealed, those that need to be amended, that have outdated information, any new ones. We are asking that Richard Christine attend one of the meetings a month, once a month, to help us out, because we've been finding that a lot of the things that we think should be in there probably shouldn't be in there, or we've just, every time we take one step forward, it's two steps back. We always end up after every meeting with lots of questions that we either have to go to professionals or go to them anyway, and I think it would be much better for the whole process, because this is a costly thing if we have their expertise at the meeting. Since we really, you know, what do we really know about ordinances? Right, and we're flexible, you know, we can come during the day, during your normal working hours, right. If you can't make an evening meeting. Hopefully once in a while you can make an evening meeting, but that's that. And then also just in 2012, Rob is going to be the new chair, if you could just update the website. And that's all I have for that.
Thank you. New business. That brings us to Mr. Phelan and the 2012 budget update.
I ask you to just keep these in order so we can go through them.
Thank you.
Try not to jump ahead. It would be a little confusing if you jump too far ahead.
What you see before you is what is going to be presented on the introduced budget. 2012 projected revenues, projected expenditures, and a breakdown, which we'll get to. By way of history, in September of last year, we started the 2012 budget process. All this information was sent to the respective department heads. They began drafting their current fund requests. The CFO and myself began working on the sewer utility requests. This included departmental budget requests, state aid amounts, actual revenues received in 11 versus projected in 12, actual and projected expenditures in 2012, as well as the tax collection rate. Obviously, we know a tax collection rate has an impact on the amount to be reserved for uncollected taxes, as well as debt service and the shared service agreements that we have. Taking all of this into account, I'll be presenting you once again with a sound, responsible budget for 2012. As of today, the only outstanding item is the final number for the shared service agreement for the police. We have every other number in our budget. The document you see before you, when we go over them, you will see a very large number for police. That is not the final number. That is a huge increase over last year for budgetary purposes only. And I'll explain that when we get there. Revenue summary page that you have before you. There's three columns. Recommended 2012. It says preliminary A. What that is that is a total account of every departmental's request along with all the known revenues coming in. Preliminary B would be the manager's request for a budget for next year. What this is this reflects, preliminary A reflects all departmental requests, represents a $7.201 million budget. What preliminary A is a $74,000 increase from last year. In this budget, the amount to be raised in taxation would be $5.69 million, and that equates to a 3.4 cent increase. On the average home, it's $49.30. Please note, this is preliminary A, which is everybody's requests. Preliminary B, which is my recommendation to the governing body, represents a $7.12 million budget, which is $5,100 less than last year. On the average house of $145,000, the budget I'll be presenting the governing body represents a $17 per year increase for property. That equates to a 0.098% increase, while meeting all the state mandated budget caps and financial requirements.
Preliminary A too meets the...
Preliminary A and B both meet all the state mandated requirements. Now, what you see here before you, if you go to the second handout, 2011 current fund expenditures, preliminary A again is everyone's request. The items in red are the reductions that I will be recommending the governing body make after the budget is introduced. Some of them make certain assumptions, which I'll be more than happy to explain either tonight or as we go through the budget process itself. Some of them were for comments made during the 2011 year from council as far as the cost for a possible master plan review. The assumption was that the governing body was not going to move forward with that. Things of that nature. The items in red, if you go to the bottom of page 3, line item that says total, the far left column was the 2011 budget, and the far right column, again, is the manager's recommendation of a $108.59 overall reduction.
Rich, is it this page?
No, the same document, the expenditure page, page 3.
All right.
No, that's the other one.
Okay. Now, what you see before you is I'm waiting from the assessor for the final cost of a, quote, penny. Last year was $37,680. He does not anticipate any major change of significance in that cost of a penny. The average house has remained the same. If you go to the fourth page in the handout on the expenditures, this makes reference to the sewer operating. This accounts for the contractual increases for sewer contract that we have with Veolia, as well as increasing the amount of interfund payouts. It's important for me to note that even with this increase, we still make the 2% budget cap without requiring any increase in the monthly EDUs to operate our sewer utility. Miscellaneous comments that we have as it relates to this budget. Obviously, this is in a state of flux. This will change multiple times prior to council's budget adoption. The budget adoption that we have right now is slated for the second meeting in February. The governor pushed back the introduction date and the adoption dates of the budget. So the goal is to introduce the second meeting in February and and the public hearing and adoption at the second meeting in April. The final levy cap calculation is being drafted right now by the CFO and the municipal auditor. That, in conjunction with the tax collection rate, will dictate the final reserve for uncollected taxes, which you see has gone up from last year. It's gone up to the anticipated $755 based on the 1.5% reduction in tax collection rates. Now, we're anticipating minor changes in the total overall assessment in the borough. Right now, we're at $372 million. We anticipate that staying at or near the same number because there's been very little changes in the last year, as well as the value of a penny increase. We expect very little, if any. It's very important to note that this budget reflects an overall reduction in the amount of the borough's debt from 2009 in the general capital fund has been reduced by 17.69%. We've reduced our debt in our sewer department by 37.99% in the last 3 years. As a result of reducing our debt and curtailing the expenditures, when I began here in 2009, our fund balance in the current fund was $39,000 and change. We are just over $675,000 now. The sewer fund balance, which is only $21,000, and the sewer utility, which was running at a $300,000 a year deficit, has over $700,000 in the fund balance. Both of these funds are extremely, extremely healthy now, and they're running the way they're supposed to be. The final amounts of all our fund balances will be verified to the penny once our annual financial statement is completed in the next couple of weeks. And the final amount, again, down to the penny for the reserve for uncollected taxes will be completed once we get the final numbers from the schools. Because the reserve for uncollected taxes also accounts for the school budgets. In summary, what you see before you are two budgets as presented, one representing a 3.4% increase, one representing a 0.98% increase, both meeting all the state mandated caps. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions if anyone has, but obviously we'll be scheduling either workshops and or on upcoming agendas, discussions relating specifically to the budget.
I have a question.
Mr. Torres.
You probably stated this, but when will we exactly get the final budget numbers for each, you know, broken down?
We are in the process right now of filling out the actual state budget document. Once we fill out the state budget document, get the final numbers for the police shared service agreement, get the final levy cap calculation, you're going to be getting the full draft budget document as well as the individual departmental breakdowns.
For 2011?
For 2000, well, what it does is it says 2011,
right,
and then 2012 requested.
Yeah, okay, so yes. Similar question. Okay. And that will be before this February 2nd meeting?
It's February 2nd. Oh, you mean the second meeting in February?
Second meeting.
Yes, yes. The goal is to introduce at the second meeting in February,
okay,
and of course, the government, which will meet the state mandated deadlines.
So the meeting before that, hopefully. Will.
Correct.
Okay,
will we get the departmental breakout?
Yes, you will.
Okay. So
what you see before is just a summary.
Right. Will you be introducing then the second meeting in February, A or B? Or are you hoping to have a workshop before then for council?
Well, my goal is, if council approves, to have it placed on the next agenda for discussion again.
Okay.
The 2012 budget. And, of course, council can make as many changes between now and when we introduce. As it stands now, what I'm presenting you would be my recommendation.
Right, okay.
Obviously, that's subject to change.
That's great. Thank you. I love it.
Mr. Valentine.
Very good.
So, going back to the debt for a second, you said it was a 17.6% increase?
A decrease.
I'm sorry.
General capital debt has decreased by 17.69%. Mm-hmm. General capital and sewer capital has decreased by 37.99%.
Debt, not capital, right?
From sewer capital debt or general capital debt.
So with our new agreements, we will have to take out new bond ordinances, of course, for that sewer agreement, right?
No.
No?
No. Mm-mm. Are you referring to the work Veolia is going to be doing?
Yeah.
No. That's accounted for in the expenditure sheets I show you before you for sewer.
Yeah.
And it shows that it accounts for the increase for that, as well as Councilman Higgins' request for the professional to conduct the audit review.
Right.
That's in there as well as the increase in interfunds.
So there'll be no bond ordinance for sewers?
No.
Okay.
What does that 17.69%
The actual dollar amount?
Dollar.
I can get that back. I don't have the dollar amount in front of me.
Right.
But in 2009, between general capital and sewer, the debt was hovering around $18.5 million.
Right, yeah.
So it's 17% and 40% less.
I'm sorry, going back to sewer, what does that include?
The preliminary sewer budget includes the contractual increase for the third party running the plant, increase in amount of interfund payoffs, the additional costs for the life of me, I can't remember the professional's name, Mr. Higgins.
Stephanie
Lewis.
No.
The order.
Frank Mangraviti.
Mangraviti.
His costs in there, as well as just general increased costs to run the actual plant. If you look at the third page, the third handout I provided you, what you see there, I kind of color-coded. Just on the upper right, you see 2009, 10, and 11 historic amounts to be raised and the current rate. And on the left side of the top there, you see preliminary A and B. Again, if you look on the left there, the value of a penny, the levy cap, is still to be determined. We're working on that as we speak once we get the final AFS. And it shows you 2012 municipal purpose tax for preliminary budget A, 2012 municipal purpose for preliminary budget B.
Which line item on sewer is the increase in payment for the interfund?
It's the one that says $200,000. I don't recall the name of it offhand.
Oh, deferred charges?
Yes, that's it.
What page is that?
It's on the current fund expenditure page, the last document.
So this does not include the Gardner work?
No. This is what, no, I mean, if you're going to conduct a new sewer-related project, obviously that would have to be bonded for. But the work that...
Why can't we use the fund balance?
Because it took many years to build that back up. I would not recommend using that fund balance.
Well, I'm not going to approve another bond for it when we have the money there. So, I'm just saying that from the get-go when it comes in front of us.
That's where we stand preliminarily. Once I get the final numbers that I'm waiting on, updated documents will be presented to the governing body.
How long before the police department gets back in?
I spoke with them today. The numbers you see before you, again, are extremely high. They're working on their budget as well. I said to them, this is what I plan on introducing. I need it at least 3 weeks prior. The goal is to get something from them in the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
Rich, you made a comment, too, about the reserve for uncollected taxes, and basically the reason was because it's the collection rates are way down. Now, are you taking any measures to address that?
We send out, whenever property owners don't make payments or their property taxes, delinquent notices or send phone calls are made. You can only do so much. You can't force someone, obviously, to make a payment.
Right. Are you sending second notices and late notices?
Second notices, third notices, and severely delinquent ones get placed on the tax sale that's held each year.
I was wondering, tagging along on that, because I was going to mention it, and I didn't with the report. I'm sure there's different reasons, but why can't we make the sewer and the taxes the same billing?
Oh, we could, but at the time when we discussed it, prior...
I just think you might get more people remembering to do pay it all if they have to pay both bills at the same time as compared to having to come in separate times.
Well, the reason we chose not to at the time is we didn't want to overburden the taxpayer with an additional cost on the same quarterly bill that they get their taxes. By staggering it, it lessens the blow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it comes in the same envelope.
Yeah,
like,
it comes with four subs. We just don't bill it the same quarter.
I keep on my desk there if I know what the date and when to pay it off every quarter or pay for the full year, but...
The goal with the stagger.
But then on the other hand, I'm thinking, geez, well, maybe, I'm trying to think of ways to
make it easier.
Improve the collection.
No, I understand.
Just to follow again on that, a brief discussion that I had with you, you had mentioned that we are possibly going to be having tax collection available on the website, maybe possibly the end of this year or sometime in the future.
Sooner than that.
We're going to be having it.
Our goal is second quarter to have it.
Because I believe that should help the collection rates as well. So. That's good. Okay.
Any other questions, comments? Takes us to Mrs. Levy. You have some background check information.
Okay. You all have it in your packet, so hopefully you've all read it. This goes back to last year when I asked council if we could pursue possibly passing an ordinance to do background checks. So we discussed the merits last year. I don't think they've changed. I think if anything, they're more relevant today than they were a year ago, especially when it comes to protecting children, our most vulnerable citizens. So since then, I've met with the chief of police. I did my own personal research looking into some other towns, and Rich and I have worked very closely, and we used an ordinance from a successful program at a Freehold, and that's where we got a lot of the information that you see in front of you. What we did was we changed it to suit our needs and the type of government we have and the Recreation Commission and stuff like that. And then we ran it by our attorneys, and then they tightened it and tweaked it, and that's what you have before you. If you have any questions after reading it over the weekend, I'll gladly answer them now. If you're still in favor of moving forward with something like this, first of all, I mean, I see this as a work in progress, just like we did with the Recreation Commission ordinance, where if this isn't done, you know, we need to amend it as need be. But if you're all still in favor of possibly having this sort of ordinance, then I think we need to get this draft to the Recreation Commission as well as the police chief. In my meetings with him, and Rich spoke with him subsequently many times with our questions, you know, he obviously, he greatly thinks it's something that's necessary and a good thing to have, but it does involve his office quite a bit. So he has not seen the actual ordinance yet, but we didn't want to bother him or the Recreation Commission if council does not want to move on this at all. So
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
First of all, on page 2, item D.
Item D?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or paragraph D, whatever it is.
Yes.
How are we going to check other organizations? Are they going to have to submit a list of coaches and proof of background checks?
Right. That.
And if they can't do that, we don't participate.
Correct.
And the chief of police has to review that?
He would just receive, that's it, kind of ties into A. He would receive all the information.
See, here's the question I have. For the borough people that want to volunteer and the employees, you know, doing the background check, the chief of police reviews it. But I don't know.
If I may, just to jump in and clarify. Statute dictates, if you look later on, the statute that dictates this is referenced in there.
Okay.
If there's an outside organization, for lack of a phrase, a co-sponsored program that's being used, they just need to provide to the chief of police documentation that shows the background checks that they run meet or exceed the requirements in there.
Okay.
We're not running the background, or we wouldn't be running the background checks on. They just need to provide documentation. A lot of these organizations do that already now.
Yeah, and our police isn't running any of the background checks.
Except for the borough.
No, they
wouldn't. All through the state police.
It's all through the state police.
So what is the cost to the municipality then?
It would cost $45 per check.
Okay, that's important. And I just wanted to suggest, too, that this is just a draft document. It needs to be totally tweaked out. It should go probably to the ordinance committee. We could discuss it there as well. The ordinance committee.
The COBA committee?
Well, this is going to be an ordinance, so it should go to the COBA committee, yeah.
Janine, what's the turnaround on a background check nowadays if you were to go ahead and file one, I guess, if someone volunteers?
Okay.
How long would they be talking?
I would tell all of the volunteers that they should do it a minimum of 3 months prior to the beginning of the program or event.
You can get the state back in 24 hours, the FBI.
Well, that's it. It's, remember, this is a state and federal, right?
Right.
It's a federal.
Right. And the way it's written right now, you know, all current, you know, appointees and employees, we wouldn't be, you know, they'd basically be grandfathered. So that would help with the cost. It's not like, oh,
true.
All of a sudden,
right.
you'd be like any new employee
that's
or...
That's okay. Advisable if you're going to go forward anyway.
I have another question, and this would be for the street. Is there any type of agreement that we have to enter into with another recreation organization saying that they're going to provide this for us and they're going to monitor their coaches? Like, if they send five background checks to the chief of police and they have seven coaches and two of them haven't been passed, unbeknownst to us, is there any type of agreement that we need with a sending organization to say that they are going to monitor who's on the sidelines?
We could even set an agreement where they could pick up the cost as well.
Well, they do.
They would
pick up the cost.
All right.
That's already in there.
Okay.
And I think that the answer is that if there would have to be some sort of agreement, if you're in a co-sponsored program, that you would both abide by these requirements and regulations.
I mean, we can't knowingly
then you're almost like getting into an honor system.
Knowingly violate the ordinance. The bottom line is, if seven names go to the chief of police and five come back, they get a formal notice from the chief and or my office saying, we've been notified that these two people have failed the background test. We don't know what for. That's irrelevant. But we get notified that they failed the background check and they're not permitted.
No,
what
he's
I'm
saying, something
is they
that,
send
yeah,
five and all
saying.
Five pass and
right.
There's actually seven there. They didn't send the other two names.
Oh, no. Well, the report, it's not going to be a list of these five gave names and these five passed. the documentation that they need to provide the chief of police needs to be equal or greater than what we provide from the state police.
No, he's saying, how do you know they're going to give all
the documents? Sorry, I missed some stuff.
What do we have to protect us, and would that have to be a written agreement? And does that need to go into this ordinance?
If they're not compliant with the ordinance, they can't use our facilities.
Okay.
The question is, if they don't give you complete information.
Right.
And unbeknownst to the borough, they have more people that are acting in this capacity that haven't been cleared in essence.
I'm sorry.
But I would think that you're dealing with the co-sponsored program. These are like other municipalities, correct?
Or nonprofit organizations.
Nonprofits, okay.
Little leagues, things like that.
And I would think that they have to provide you, I don't think, if it's a question, I don't think they would be
maliciously ignoring it.
Not providing you. I would think they would have to provide us a list of all of their people, and then
It could be
a roster, in effect, of who all their coaches are, and then take it from there. And if somebody shows up that isn't on that roster, then I think you have a question.
Rob,
you have a question too?
It's not a question. I just want to point out that this is again quite a bit actually beyond the state statute. So in other words, it is not, more enduring regulation. So, there's several areas. So I do think it should probably be, further examined and discussed, probably in the COBOC.
The concerns that are brought up, I guess, can be looked at by the chief and the attorney a little bit farther, too. Justin, you have something to get in there?
The review committee, who would that consist of besides the police department? And would the results be able to be looked at by them, by that particular person that may or may not have passed?
The review committee, that's on the very front page?
Yeah. It's broken down later, depending on if it's a borough's recreation event or a borough employee. There are different committees depending on the prong, if you will.
Okay, and would that kind of like an executive session where those results would not get out of that committee?
No, this does not come to the governing body.
Whoever is confidential.
It would be confidential.
Even no, because it's going through the VRO and the state, they'll never see the reason why. It's just like a yes or a no. They passed or they didn't pass.
Well, there's a list up here that says on page 5.
That's for the appeal process.
If a no came back, a person would have the right
to appeal
it.
Right.
And then that's...
And unless the four steps you have...
Person appeals it, the municipality has no direct knowledge of what, for lack of a phrase, the violation is.
Right.
It's so-and-so applied, so-and-so is eligible to coach.
Okay.
Or to be an employee. Or so-and-so applied, they're not eligible. Mm-hmm. Should that person decide to appeal, the appeal process is outlined in the document.
Okay. Dave, you have something else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm for it. I don't know how we would budget for that.
You got to count up all the employees.
$5 a whack.
Right. And do the math.
Right.
I believe that the proposal as to volunteers, not employees, is that they would pay the cost up front, and it would be still end up with it in most cases, because if they are approved, then it gets reimbursed to them. But
see, and that could hamper the number of volunteers that apply, because they might not have the financial. They might want to spend the $45, but they might want to be, a coach or whatever. It's all stuff that should be
talked. But they're going to be reimbursed.
I'm sorry?
Then if they know they're going to be reimbursed, it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, for some people, putting up the initial could be an issue. I'm sure that's an issue that can be worked around amongst the various coaches. Maybe they could spot the money.
So at this point, all I'm looking for is, should we continue proceeding and share it with the police chief and the recreation commission and the COVID?
One more thing. What parameters do you set for what makes a person okay or not okay to be...
That's set by the state police and by the FBI.
Any violation of criminal law.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay, so you don't...
We're not doing that.
We're not doing it. This is dictated.
Coach. Okay. So they do the check and they say this person is or isn't?
Yeah, it's a pass or fail.
Okay, all right. So we have nothing to do with that?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So let me get this right. Any criminal conviction?
Yes.
Hence the appeal process.
Say, as an example, say 30 years ago, a coach was arrested for DWI, or a potential coach, say, was arrested for DWI, and nothing has happened in the past 30 years. That doesn't necessarily, now, according to our background check ordinance as it's presented, he would be disqualified. But that, and we wouldn't know why. We would just know they were convicted of violating a criminal code. Should that coach decide to appeal it, they can say, look, 30 years ago, this is what happened. There's been no other record since. And then they can provide you documentation of such. That's what the appeal process is for.
Does that also include people who have gone through, like, rehab programs that have, like,
if they were arrested for it?
If they were criminally charged with something and that was part of their penalty was to go there, yes.
Okay.
Voluntary, obviously, is a different issue because that's not criminal.
So do I need to make a motion to see if they want to proceed, or is it just a vote of show of hands, or what's the best?
We'll need the motion, but Dave has one more.
Yeah. How often are these going to be done?
Every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Yeah. A minimum, I believe it says every...
Why
every
year?
Other... No, hold on.
I lost, but this doesn't... Change.
Yeah, every 3 years.
And just for the, it is, well, let's face it, it is, can
so
be a pain.
So, if it's done every 3 years, what if a coach quits between the 3-year period? The prospective coaches that will apply for that position will not have to do
that? No, the replacement will, yes.
Yeah. Okay. 3 years
yeah.
to the person.
To the person.
3 years to the position.
To the person. Okay.
Okay. Mrs. Glebe, you'd like to make your motion?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we, proceed with working on the ordinance.
Forwarding it to the chief.
Forwarding it to the chief, the Recreation Commission, and the code book committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Thank you.
Now we have Resolution 29-2012 to void and replace a check.
So
second. Okay. Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Michelle?
Yes. Let's do 30 and 31 together.
Make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I got it. On 31. That was for the solar?
Yes. The bid bond requires that they post a bond of X dollars, and that guarantees that they'll execute the contract. Once the contract is executed, which it has been, the documents have been signed, they can request it be returned.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Let's do 6 and 7 together, 32 and 33,
2012.
So moved. Second. Okay, any discussion on either of those? Roll call on those, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Sewell?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Valentine?
Yes. That moves us into our vouchers.
We're looking to pay your bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of our vouchers?
I have one question on page 12, the league convention recording. What is that? Is it something we can listen to?
All the sessions that are done at the League of Municipalities convention are recorded, and you can request CDs of them.
Uh-huh.
There's a certain price for them if you order them down there, and I think a $5 higher price if you order them after the close of the convention.
Right. So what is this?
That's
Councilman Torres.
Right.
I don't recall the names of the...
Yeah, I ordered two tapes, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, so will you share it with the rest of us?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I'll have them in the council office.
Okay, cool.
The ultra all.
Absolutely. Do you remember which ones they were, Rob?
Offhand, no.
Okay.
There was quite a big choice.
I mean, it's good for the people that don't get to the convention.
It is. That's why I thought, okay, well, let's do something like that.
Yeah.
They were $15. Well, how much was it?
I think it was $15.
$15. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an expense, it was expensive.
Okay, any other questions? Roll call, please.
Again?
Yes, on everything, with the exception of the fire department, I would abstain.
Reba?
Yes, abstain from finale, page seven.
Joel?
Yes, the exception of fire department and rescue squad.
Juarez?
Yes, with no exceptions.
McDonald?
Yes.
And Valentine?
Yes. All right, before we go into the recap, ladies and gentlemen, we have some Boy Scouts here who are working on a badge, and I told them that I'd open up a portion of the meeting for them to ask any questions as we got towards the end. So, gentlemen, this is your chance if you have any questions for us. Yep, everything's good? Okay, so you're all ready for your badges now? Well, after you get everything written out, they got a stack of paper. Oh, my God.
Can I ask them a question now?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know, to any of you, like, what is your, is this for a merit badge? Like, what's it for?
It's a Eagle Scout merit badge.
Oh, cool, okay.
So, it's required to get your Eagle Scout.
Okay.
It's, citizenship in the community.
Citizenship in the communities, and what's your name?
Ben Turner.
Ben, and what's your name?
Chester.
And your name?
Chester.
The reason I ask is because maybe, you know, you'll come before us again, you'll be, you know, have something important to say to the government at another time, and we'll remember those names if we can. So.
And just so you're aware, before the meeting, they did interview me for a few minutes, asking questions about taxes and things like that and how government works. And I gave them the best answers I could.
Well, good luck getting the Eagle Scout. That's something you'll have for the rest of your life, and it looks great on your resume. So don't quit now. You got a few more years ahead. But
how far along are you in your Eagle Scouts? How much longer do you have to go until you get that? A long time. I know my uncle's an Eagle Scout.
Well, my husband's an Eagle Scout, so.
Very good.
Very good. Okay, that brings us to a recap. Mr. Fallon, what do we have on your list?
We will update the borough's website and documentation to reflect the new chairperson of the code book committee, and we will forward a draft copy of the background check ordinance to the chief of police, recreation commission, and code book committee. But code book committee obviously has their copy.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we said sir again. Okay, we'll do the council remarks. Just to start off with here, I have a letter from the Department of Land Preservation for the Warren County Municipal and Charitable Conservancy Trust Fund Committee is requesting that a representative from our region be appointed to serve on the committee. It's a two-year term. If anybody would like to volunteer for that, I have the letter here. If you're curious and you'd like to know more about it, you know, it's all up here. They will meet the first Monday of each month at 7:30. At the Department of Land Preservation office in Oxford. That's all that I have. Mrs. Gleba.
Just a couple of quick things. It might have been discussed at the December meeting. I wasn't here, but what were the results of the tax sale? Did we get anything on that? Like,
yes, we got a summary. It was included in the meeting after. I can forward you the summary. I don't recall the final numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, because I didn't get that. And then if you could also just provide me with the year-end balances and all the accounts, recreation, trust, the sewer fund balance, the current fund.
All of that will be broken down in the annual financial statement, which we're working on right now. All of that will be broken down. So if you can hold off for another 2 weeks, you'll have it certified by the auditor.
Isn't that, but don't we get that like in June?
In June?
The audit?
No. The annual financial statement has to get filed to the state within, you know, the first 6 weeks.
Okay.
But that'll have that information. The audit itself, the annual municipal, has to be done by June.
All right, I'll have all, okay. Just
so if you can hold off in a couple weeks, they
may. Will it include, you gave it to us once, you just created it. It was like a little Excel, or might even be the word chart, or maybe Natasha did it. The inner fund payoff that we had, you know, if you could just let me know where we're at. I know a lot of them are paid off, what the balances are now. And this might have been discussed also at that December meeting. When will they be coming in to give us a status on the forensic audit? Only because I know the last couple of months we've been paying them. I'm just curious.
The second meeting in December, I think that was on the admit. There was correspondence on that agenda from them.
Right. Will he be coming in at all to meet with us?
As of now, council has a request. I mean, he provided a brief update. If council wants his attendance, I mean, by all means, now's the time, you can make a motion and we can select a date.
Well, because the correspondence I have didn't really give us much information on anything.
I don't know how much he'll be able to provide to council, because he's still conducting his review, but, I mean, if you want, I mean, we can have him come.
Or even if he could just send another correspondence, are they on target for being done within the year, and, because it's going to be here before you know it, the...
It was June?
Yeah.
Was it? I mean, his correspondence the last time, I know, said that he was planning on getting it done within a contractual amount of time.
Okay.
But preliminary report, we could ask for, maybe.
Well, he might not, he's not going to release anything, he advised when he was here last time, he's not going to release anything until his final report.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to compromise the data.
And besides, if he comes here, we have to pay him, though.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
It gets our rate deducted from the contract.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see him here.
Anything else, Mrs. Sweeney?
That's it, thank you.
Mr. Jewell?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring one thing up from last meeting, I know it was brought up about the snow removal downtown, and that the, there was a motion made to have the borough remove the snow now, rather than charge the bid anymore, I guess, but, I read that, and I was kind of a little against that, I think it should remain the same, where the bid does contract out with the borough to do that, I don't know why the taxpayer money should be spent to be removing the snow, I know it was stated at a February 20th, 2007 meeting minutes that it said that was done previously, where the borough can take care of the snow, I didn't get a chance to read that, the minutes from that meeting, but my concerns are manpower, tax dollars are going to be used, our road department's already taxed enough for doing the roads they have, and the school district roads.
So you would like that as an agenda item for the next meeting?
I think so, yeah.
Well, no, we already discussed that at a meeting that he didn't attend, and we kind of decided that and finalized.
I don't think there's any reason why he can't.
Anytime action is made by council, it can only be brought up by any other council member and overturned or amended.
We could bring that up for next meeting. The other thing I had, too, was after reading about the robbery at the gas station downtown, I'm not going to go into much detail about that, but is there an ordinance, and I looked in the ordinance book, I couldn't find it, that required certain businesses that were open late or open past a certain hour to have a camera or cameras on their premises?
There's no ordinance that I'm aware of locally.
Like
there might be certain state requirements depending on the service that they're providing.
Right.
Obviously, you know, the banking insurance part, the banks to have cameras. I'm not sure about gas stations.
I think
they had a camera,
though.
They did have one.
They do.
That's what I was saying. And it really wasn't mentioned of that in the article. I know it's on an ongoing investigation, but I was just concerned that maybe, you know, they had cameras that maybe...
I believe they have a camera, but it's an older one, not real good resolution. Sort of like those bank robbery pictures you see on TV, you get a fuzzy image.
Right, right.
Nothing more.
But just remain careful, and like to urge everybody to be careful, you know, be vigilant.
But just so we're clear, that was thwarted, right?
Right.
Anything else, Mr. Jewell?
That's it.
Okay. Mr. Torres?
We all know that Governor Christie decided he was going to start cutting a little bit more recently in his speech. I don't know if everybody heard, you know, he's looking for 10%, you know, cuts throughout his departments in the state. And, of course, to cut down the regulations. And I think that, in all following suit, we should probably try to do the same if we can, try to reduce the size of our, you know, government, in other words, our expenditures as well, cut back on some of the regulations. So in 2012 and 2013, I, for one, would totally be in favor of cutting back some of these overburdensome regulations. But prelude to that, in early January, I guess it was at the last legislative session, one of the two bills that the governor did sign was something that may or may not, and I have to talk to Rich about this, affect our municipality, which is a flood-impacted area municipal grant where the state will give money towards municipality to purchase property if it's in a flood-affected area.
And the owner has to be willing to sell, is that correct?
Well, I didn't read the whole.
Okay, that's something that...
Statute, but however, it's something that probably we should look into because it is another municipal grant that did come up and he did sign it right away.
Ms. Coben, do you know anything about that?
I don't. I just know that there are grants that have been applied for in other municipalities that were right along the river in terms of the Delaware River flooding, and I know that there were programs for that. But I'm not sure if it's the same program or not.
Because we have a parking lot that's right along the river that we're just recently, so...
Detroit, a tributary.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Torres?
No, look forward to a good year. That's it, thanks.
Mr. Higgins?
Well, I had a couple things there. I had a question about the forensic audit, too. Next is, are we going to set dates for workshops, or are we just going to wait until after the first meeting in February to discuss the budget?
That's what I was thinking. Because we don't really have anything to discuss.
After the first meeting?
Well, once we have the budget, we have documents that we can actually look at.
Okay.
So it'll be an agenda item to discuss it?
Sure.
No special meeting, no, probably.
Well, the budget workshop will be special.
I appreciate the time change.
We're looking at the under.
And I don't know how to go about this. Patrick's not here for the executive session tonight.
Right, which is why we moved it.
And we all talked about having everybody here.
Right.
If you would like to make a motion to move it until the next meeting, you are welcome to do so.
Make the motion to move
the executive session
to the next meeting. Yeah.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Now, is this going to be the last time that we move it? Because we've moved it once or twice already.
We're trying to have
four. If for some reason I'm not there, you can have it without me.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Valentine?
Nothing, just glad that the meeting is breezing on. I also want to thank the troops for being here. It's good that you're here, and it's really important you take an interest in the local town government and be aware of what's going on. Thank you for coming.
Doors always open.
I know it's for a merit badge, but it's just the idea of being here is really important.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'll get home and sign the letter.